Let us now pivot towards the Bryant Park Project website. And in doing so, let us hear some music. And after the music, let us hear from web editor Laura Conaway. Laura, what is happening on our site?
Morning.
Good morning.
We're still sort of wading through a little aftermath from an $8 a gallon gas story we had.
Mm-hmm.
There is an $8 a gallon gas yet in this country, we should say, or at least it's not common. But Chris Palmer of MarketWatch pitched his argument to us about why pain at the pump would force good changes.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of our listeners call them nuts. They said $8 gas would make the economy collapse. They said they didn't have a choice about driving. And one parent said $8 gas would be the end of extracurricular everything for her kids.
That makes sense. I saw one post that says, yes, take a train. I live in Nebraska. No trains.
No trains, right. Yeah. One train once a day. To which Dave Wiley, who hangs around our block quite a lot, he lives a few miles outside of Boulder. Dave Wiley says, no extracurricular everything? Okay. Wiley gave up his car a few years back. He bikes everywhere he goes. And this morning, he basically said that he told me that when you give up your car, your world gets smaller. And he's good with that.
What I'm hoping is that as gas gets more expensive and people are focused more on their neighborhoods, that we'll return to the days when kids just played with each other and we didn't need to drive to everything.
Do you know more about your neighborhood, your world now?
Oh, absolutely. Even just getting to places, I see things I didn't before. You know, I stopped going to, like, the local Starbucks and started going to the little neighborhood coffee place that was closer. And it's delightful.
Does Dave Wiley have kids? Dave, do you have kids? Because, I mean, really, stir-crazy kids in the house that you can't drive somewhere?
Dave Wiley would say put them in a trailer bike and haul them out.
Ew.
He said when it hit 0 degrees this winter, he put on an orange hunter suit and kept riding.
Dave Wiley is coming out with a book of parenting tips. Watch out for that. Dave Wiley on raising your kids. Thanks, Dave Wiley.
Oh, man.
And what if you, I guess, I don't know, that's his argument. What if you don't have a choice? What if you can't do everything on a bike?
He says, we're going to have a little bit of pain here, and it's going to force changes. That's Chris Palmer are on the same boat.
Well, he was on board before. He was biking before he even read Chris Palmer.
His message, it's not so bad. I bike to work today.
I walk. I mean, I think there's something to that argument that you get to know what's on your block. I mean, it's a lot easier for us in New York, right? Like, if you live someplace where it's not structured in these enclave neighborhoods where you can walk and see people.
Right. And that's why I wouldn't want to dictate. That's why you should be paying $8 for gas. But anyway, you can check out that argument and so many others at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Thanks, Laura.
Thank you.